Welcome back to Level Up with Andy Buck, where you will learn life skills, people skills, and sales skills that will help you level up and become the world changer you are meant to be. What gets in the way of your success? Is it scarcity thinking? Is it fear of failure? Is it lack of vision, or is it something else? What if the one thing that is standing in your way is the fear of succeeding itself? Yep, you heard me right. The fear of succeeding. There are two things you can't control in life. One is your culture, and the second is your conditioning. Let's first touch on culture. I think we can all agree that a baby is not born with success or failure baked in. A baby is a clean slate. The baby has not made any choices yet, so the baby is not really responsible for much of anything. Isn't that refreshing? Now for the tough stuff. Where that baby is raised is going to greatly influence the life that it experiences, isn't it? I mean, a baby born in Nashville, Tennessee, and raised there would have a very different life if that same baby were raised in Haiti. Would you agree? Now, the second uncontrollable is conditioning, which is how we were raised. This has more to do with the people that we grow up with and how their ideas rub off on us. Think back to a belief that you have had that you can't understand why you're so rooted in that belief. I'll give you an example from my own life, okay? Because I know this is getting kind of deep here. But when I was a young boy, my parents went to Wendy's and got food poisoning from the chili. Now, I was young, so I don't remember this incident. But what I do remember is that anytime we were going out to eat, Wendy's was not on the list. We would go to McDonald's, Burger King, Arby's, or any other fast food restaurant. But when I would ask to go to Wendy's, the answer was always, "Oh, Andy, we don't go to Wendy's because we got sick there once." Year after year, the answer was the same. It wasn't long before I began associating the red and yellow sign and the girl with the little red pigtails with an image of being sick. And to this day, even though I've eaten there and I really like their food, it's probably one of the better fast food restaurants, I have a difficult time choosing to go to Wendy's. I almost have to be forced to go there. Now, this example certainly didn't cause me any grief. I didn't really need another fast food restaurant to eat at. But can you see how easily we can be conditioned? So let me go back to my first question that I asked before this. What are some of the things that you have been conditioned that you don't really know why you believe what you believe, but for some reason, this is the way that you think? Kind of like my Wendy's example. Now, in this particular case, Wendy's, you know, made me feel sick, and, you know, so I guess you could say that was a bad thing, but, you know, not all conditioning is bad. For example, many of us learned the saying, stop, look, and listen before you cross the street, use your eyes and ears, and then use your feet, right? A lot of us have heard that, we've said it, maybe we even learned it in elementary school. This type of conditioning keeps us from walking out into traffic, and that's great! Because when you're little, you come up to the edge of the road and you say, stop, look, and listen. You always look both ways, right? It isn't because that comes naturally. It's because you've been conditioned to do that. You've been taught that that's the way that it works. Then there's some conditioning that actually hurts us and severely hinders our ability to succeed. Have you ever seen kids pick on a child because they are smart and always get good grades? Yeah, maybe you were the person picking on the kid, or maybe you were the kid that was getting picked on. So what does that teach the child that's being picked on? Well, I'll tell you what it teaches them. It tells them that it is not cool to be smart, and that being dumb is better. Dr. Ben Carson talks about this very thing in his book. His mother used to sit in a chair and read every night so that her two sons would see how important reading was to their future. This created an insatiable desire for reading and learning in Dr. Carson that follows him to this very day. You want to know the catch? His mom couldn't read. His mom couldn't read. What about generational thought concerning poverty and wealth? Let me say that again. What about generational thought concerning poverty and wealth? Have you or someone you've known grown up to believe that rich people are bad and that those that have wealth are dishonest? You know, I've come across quite a few people that were raised with this belief. Now, let me ask you this. How hard do you think it is to feel good about yourself if you begin making a lot of money and you are raised with these beliefs? Even if you're being very honest in your dealings and you're doing all of the right things, how would you feel about your success based on what you were taught when you were young and based on this belief? How would you think your family and friends feel about you? Listen, conditioning has caused many to self-sabotage and destroy a life that they worked very hard to build. So, what do we do with this information about conditioning? Well, first of all, let me share something really great about conditioning with you. Conditioning makes you who you are, but it does not define you. And I'm going to say that one more time. Conditioning makes you who you are, but it does not define you. You can't change how the past impacted you, but you can change how your past impacts your future. The first step in the process is getting real with yourself. Think back. What are your feelings? Be honest. When you see an American flag, what are your feelings when you hear the song Celebration by Kool and the Gang? What do you think about and how do you feel when you smell a freshly cut lawn? What goes through your head? What images are in there? So, how do you begin to construct things that have better visions in your mind, or you want to move forward and be successful and see things in the right light? Maybe, frame things from your past in a different light? Well, look around you and find people that have the life that you would like to have. Look at their professional life. Look at their family life. Do they have kids? Do they have a wife or a husband, spouse of some kind? What do they do? Do they drive nice cars or do they drive, medium cars, humble cars? And do they live in a mansion or do they live in a small house? What does their life look like? And also take a look at their spiritual life. What do they do? Do they go to church on Sunday? Do they believe in God? Do they not believe in God? What do they do? Take a look at these people and find out what makes them happy most of the time. Matter of fact, if these are people that are mentors of yours, ask them. Ask them what makes them happy most of the time. Now, here's the big question. What beliefs do they have? And how do those beliefs match up with your beliefs? Now, I'm not saying that we have to believe everything everybody else thinks. And I'm not saying that in order to follow a mentor, you have to believe everything that they believe. But I will ask you this. If your beliefs are contradictory to most of their beliefs and they're very successful and you want to get to where they're going, that should give you a clue, because success leaves clues. Now, search your thoughts and your ideas and pay attention to that little voice in your head. Do your thoughts and ideas match up with theirs? How different are they really? How different are your thoughts and ideas? Are they very contrary or are they just a little bit different? Is there something that they believe that arouses strong feelings in you? Whether it be positive or negative, is there something that they believe that arouses strong feelings in you? Why is that? Why is that? You're going to have to dig deep on this one. Where does that come from? Is this feeling and thought absolutely true, or is it something that you've been conditioned to believe over the course of your life? Getting to the truth and learning why you believe what you believe will help you to build a foundation that is firm and unshakable as you're going forward. Once you've made the choice to succeed, you have to get back into your mind, get back into who you are, and see what has inhibited you from making that choice in the past and maybe being successful in the past. This new foundation, this new beginning, will start out an incredibly successful journey that you're about to embark upon. And once you have made the decision to dig deep, to get to know who you are, to get to figure out why you believe what you believe, the sky's the limit.